His evening out amongst the Dimden funk mob proved almost too much for the unseasoned Timothy J. Anka, proud citizens of Ballvale. Not only had he smoked an original Dame Wright strain, Wright Wino, out of a mega torch in one, no less. He was pretty sure in the ensuing stupor he also sampled an original Dame Wright herbal libido enhancer, the storied Rhino Wright 1100. Stumbling to his car, joking about how much he would enjoy jerking off his super-powered pud. And he must have proud citizens of Ballvale, judging by the crust around his navel.
What the fuck?
At the same time, he noticed a few bowls on the kitchen counter. Leftover milk in each, and unless he had tried to feed the neighborhood cats and forgot to put the milk outside, he could have easily just eaten three bowls of cereal. I mean, judging by the life in his dick.
Why won't it go down?
But of course, the Dame Wright Rhino 1100 is pretty much in peer-reviewed studies. I mean, I took it. I'm 88, and my knob was hard. I was walking into things for days. The cats kept thought I was playing. My kitten, that's weird when you're 88, but your dick is hard. My cat slid down my erection like a goddamn firefighter. At the same time, he noticed a few bowls on the kitchen counter. Leftover milk in each.
You're listening to Balls, an audio sitcom podcast hybrid brought to you by the humble folks at the Kearney Commission, New Jersey's premier local entertainment group. Join our host, Tim Anka, as he weaves his way through the twisted annals of the life and times of the late Michael Ball and all the distractions, digressions, and lessons he learns along the way. Now, sit back and experience Balls.
In one regard, you can barely find a picture of the guy. Ball Hamad the Prophet, for crying out loud. But in another regard, minimal digging brings up many pre-grid conspiracies, placing Ball in an array of counterculture, subculture, secret societies, and cults. One plunge into that rabbit hole and my brain winds up in a Freemason Ball jar, a tiny glass piece, Anka Plath insignia with a dusty lid, tucked above plastic cups in a forgotten Ball's prep room. Ollie's weed is fucking fire. Well, at least I'm making some progress out here. I found a few Alley Boy's friends talking circles around these suckers about my Jack Ruby Tuesday shit. Fucking. All right, one more rip.
I remember we were trying to purposefully write like a bad joke because like it would stand out. So we wrote this thing. It was like some based on some pun. He was in the bathroom, you know, and he was just like Jack Ruby Tuesday, and then we just wrote the whole bit.
Bad joke. That's a great joke. I wrote that joke. First of all, I used to be a stand up comedian. I got it on MeTube right here. Hold on. I wrote. That's a good joke. First, there's layers to that. You can't tell me that's a bad joke.
No, I mean we wrote it. We wrote it to be a bad joke.
I mean, he fucks it up. I will say that.
It's a great bad joke.
It's a great period
it's
joke.
Good at being...
Back when we wrote jokes on pen and paper and not on fucking Snapper Chat, jokes were jokes, and that was a good joke. That's a deep joke. It's got layers. It's got so many layers, it's like the murder of JFK's murderer getting murdered. That is fucking deep. That is philosophical. That is fucking...
No, man. We wrote it as a throwaway joke. It was gonna be... Like, he burned it already. It's been out for a few months. Like, it...
I remember when Red Box meant avoid that snatch until further notice. Now you don't have to. Why not treat that red snatch with some red wood? I remember when red wood just meant, ouch, it hurts when I touch it. Now, you don't have to touch it. I don't know.
Trust the bus.
Dad, I missed the train.
I missed the bus, but I'll let you go.
Yeah, missed the bus, right.
Trust.
Bus, wait, the bus.
Trust the bus.
He was coming back from the Dim Den. He tied one on pretty hard.
There's no evidence he went there.
Do you have any evidence that he didn't go there?
The way the bus trusted Mike Tomlin to multiple Super Bowl titles in the 90s and 2000s. Trust the bus.
The quote about the bus.
Fuck the bus. I'm tired of talking about this goddamn bus. There is no bus. Just like the
baby. Just like the baby. The people at Dim Den mentioned a bus leaving a fight and John, are you saying I should follow the bus lead?
I'm tired of talking about the bus. We know what the witness said we've gone over this already.
Anyway, I don't think
you keep talking about buses. I had to walk to school.
I don't think it's that far-fetched that a repressed memory might come up while you're bleeding, dying slowly.
Fuck the repressed memory. He knew what he was doing. He committed suicide.
These dudes fucking came in here. We rolled them the fuck out of here. They were fucking. These guys are like half our fucking age. We looked at them, we were like, get the fuck out of here. Okay? Who took a shit? I took a shit. I took a fucking shit. Are you kidding me? These guys rolled in here. I don't know what they were doing with their fucking Adidas pants on. And I was like, get the fuck out of here. You know? And then they looked at me and they were like, who are you? Mr. Man Bun over here. And I was like, why don't you fucking eat a dick? You know? And then I threw him right out of the bar. No questions asked. I threw him out of the bar. Oh, these motherfuckers walked in. This guy started punching the wall. Me, fucking Temple. We had the fucking. I put this guy in the fucking Iranian strokehold. You know what I'm saying? I had to take him down. I fucking stuck 3 fingers in his asshole just to get him out. I did what I had to do. Yeah, and so I had 3 fingers deep in this guy, and he got up, and he was like, why do you have 3 fingers inside of me? I was like, get on your fucking short bus. It's waiting outside for you, okay? And I got him on the bus, and him and his buddies, they all got on the fucking bus, and I was peeing on the bus as it drove away, and I tried to take a dump on it, but it was too far gone at that point, so I just dumped in my own pants, and then I was like, oh shit, I got shit in my own pants. It didn't work out so good for me. These motherfuckers got into a bus and drove away. These motherfuckers got into a bus and drove away.
Yo, I was there, and those motherfuckers, I don't know what was happening, but they were out of there, and they got in the fucking bus. I swear to God, they had to choke the motherfucker out. Like, I'm like, what the fuck is happening? I have no idea.
This guy started punching the wall, and I'm like, oh, fuck him, man. He doesn't like what I'm fucking playing. Fuck him.
It turned out to be much bigger. Originally, I was almost positive the Dim Den mob in Long Branch was responsible. It involved a bunch of rednecks from Jackson, and it seemed like they had come to New Jersey for a specific murder and a robbery of this millionaire.
Midweek at the D is what it was, same as it was, what it is, you feel me? Mellow shit, it's a Wednesday. Augie's up there doing that same old flamenco type butter shit, you know. I'm half in the motherfucking bag like I do. I'm half in there and Augie's playing some half-ass bluegrass lounge, some type of other shit, you know. I look up from the paper and big old boys across there hammering the wall. Oh, raining down bows too like a lumberjack. Peter Ayers. Peter Ertz type shit. Yo, this motherfucker's knucks are cut the fuck up too. He's hitting them fucking things with elbows like he's Toby the Tiger Hart Greer. But we do what we do and we clean it up.
Bang, 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 bang.
So high school basketball, you played with Michael Ball. I'm doing an investigation on Michael Ball. What do you remember from the high school years?
Oh, man, me and Mike go way back, you know. And in high school, he was a crazy fella. Nicknamed all of us, called me Fat Fingers. You know, nobody knew I had fucking fat fingers until this fucking lunatic comes along, names me Fat Fingers. I mean, Hammer Eye and Patch and, you know, Jimmy Ass Cheeks and all kinds of shit, you know. He's wild, wild, wild dude.
I mean, what did you learn about the character of Michael Ball? What, was he a good guy?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we all kind of, he's a clown, you know. He was the guy that made everybody laugh. Nobody knew too much about him, you know. He was a real hard baller, though, you know. He tore his hamstring one season, I think it was sophomore year, and he thought he was Andrew Miller, or wanted to come back and keep playing. And, you know, he's a wild man, a good ball player, yeah. kick good ball.
Yeah, I mean, he eventually would get canceled for saying some homophobic things, you know. I mean, I know how locker rooms are.
Oh, yeah, he definitely could be off color, you know. I mean, I never heard... You know, back in the day, and we're in the United States, this wasn't Britain, you know, where the word cunt was thrown around too much. But, you know, one day he comes out of training, we had this hot-ass trainer ladies working on his hamstring. I don't know what happened in there, but I asked him. He comes out, he's all bent out of shape. Hey, what's going on? You know, what, treatment didn't go good? Hey, calls the trainer a cuntbag. I mean, who calls a woman that they barely know a cuntbag? It was strange, man. He's just a weird dude. I never thought it would go that far, though.
Did you keep in touch with him after high school at all?
Nah. You know, he was a friend for a moment. You know, I don't know.
Ever the observational brain, the young Anka couldn't help but see his life in stages. In series of cycles and seasons. Key themes, redemption. Another key theme, getting that dick wet. In his formative years, his eldest sister, Annie Anka, mocked Tim in front of his cousins during Easter dinner, just prior to Graham Anka serving the traditional ham, saying he pissed all over the toilet and sometimes all over the floor. Too shy, of course, young Tim, to blame Uncle Gene, who was surely responsible for some of the errant piss, while he stayed with the Ankas the summer awaiting placement in a halfway house. Tim took the roasting in stride and vowed to one day emerge victorious from the puddle of shame he felt under the Fall Guy laughter as Graham Anka asked Cousin Claire to say grace or at the very least shut the fuck up with that cackle. The kind of man Anka was and is and surely grew to be, he never quite shuffled this portentous shame onto a far enough shelf in his memory bank's alternate vault that he could not dig it out when the time was right. Just as he had, of course, his sophomore year in college, hanging with a thick-ass brunette from Little Known Chomsky, a.k.a. Philosophy 321. Even though she had not let him smash, she did snort coke with the young Tim and agree to cuddle after they parallel masturbated. And in the morning, instead of the regret or revulsion, Tim, hoping to escape each social blunder with at least a self-deprecatory joke to tell friends around the Dance Dance Revolution station, this young woman in question there in the dorm, a Miss Esther Davenport in pigtails, told him she kinda wished she was single because his distended dong looked bomb as fuck. Almost made him look like James Dean considering his slender frame. And it made his dinosaur tattoo much less creepy. Seeing him like this, his knob out, phantom swole. Tim had not experienced such a nice distended knob with the swole frame even after ejaculating since this moment in the dormitory. Until, of course, he tried the Dame Right Rhino 1100. And
1100, sorry.
Yeah. Sorry.
And there he goes, tip-talk. And there he goes, tiptoeing across the kitchen lino, the sun shining off the tip of his pecker. And even distended, even stretched, he thought it might be bigger than his dorm roommate's cock, which was only 4.5, and he could take
two 1100s and be a catch 22. But he ate pussy in a way Tim never could. But beyond these insecurities, the great Tim Anker walked to the kitchen, wondering if he could find the charger, wondering if any of his ejaculate crust possibly wedged in the sound port, or he wondered if the sound port that clipped into the charger on his phone, he was just looking for excuses to avoid the great Truman Chipotle, who's looking for that annotation. Tim, it's me now. Get him the fucking papers just to save yourself some time. You want me to call him and tell him that you fell in love with one of your graduate students? Not even, right? She's 18.
She's 18, but that's... I'm 40 fucking five.
All right, look, Tim. Basically, we know what it's like here at Dimden, okay? And I can't really... Look, I would pull strings if there were strings to pull. I can't give you a demerit. You have the 80 pages in, you know, by fall. There's no problem here, but yeah. I mean, I can't have you AWOL. I mean, I almost put out a freaking APB, and it's only because I'm interested in your work, Tim. I'm really interested in, in where you're going with this little peep stuff.
I'm getting into the head of little peep. You know, I've been taking a lot of Xanax, just trying to get a really good paper out. You know,
I love those kind of avenues. I always wish I had the courage to experiment that way. Yeah. You're real fucked up on the stuff.
Yeah, super bad. I mean, you ever tried a cold turkey benzos?
Honestly, close the door a second. I don't want Lorraine. She thinks a lot of me, Tim, but yeah. I used to Xanax. I can't tell you how many times I broke the neck of bongs because of Xanax.
Yeah.
And your dick will just get hard and you don't even know it. You start having terrible thoughts, like borderline thoughts.
It's like you took a Rhino 1100, you know?
All right, Tim, it's just because I've been looking forward to, of all the things that came through, okay? And yes, you lucked out. You lucked out that old Joanne. Look, Tim.
Yeah.
I don't want to say that too loud. I think I'd rather people hear about my Xanax and my boner than that.
Yeah.
To be going, you lucked out that Joanne, may she rest. Joanne, may she rest in peace. Lorraine, go ahead. I'll vacuum. Stop it. I'm just looking forward to this work, Tim. And it's a good topic, and I know you're making... I know you're making progress, but I just haven't seen the evidence of it, and I'm just getting a little worried as a friend and colleague. Yeah. I'm not your boss here.
Yeah. I mean, well, do you want me to approach the story in some backwards way where I don't have the whole story before I start? You know, I gotta see the... I'm a big picture guy. I gotta have the big picture, and I'm still finding out avenues of how Xanax affected the current state of pop music. You know, I gotta see, you know, if John Lorraine really was, you know, up all night on Xanax because he listened to that one Little Peep album and then published the masterpiece, The Year 3000. You know, like, I gotta see the big picture. You gotta give me time. You're breaking my balls here, Chipotle.
All right, Tim, just send me something just so I can send something. Send me something so I can send something. Send me something so I can send something up, okay?
All right.
Just like, look.
Hey,
I'm not. I don't mean to cut you off. What's going on?
I got a couple footballs in my pocket. Maybe you take these. You give me a little time. You buy me time.
You got bars?
I got bars.
All right, Tim. Funny. I don't even want to go down those. But Tim, just send me something so I can send it up. I'm with you here, but. Look, I fucking, the other night, you know, you do stupid shit. You just go, you're out somewhere, there's clinking glasses. You go like, let me just see if I got the old charm. Could I like pull it off? Could I pull it off if I wanted to? And now, I don't know if you know or fucking, and don't judge me and don't whatever, but it's fucking Wanda from, yeah, okay. And she, now she's like, she
Wanda?
Actually wants to suck my dick. And.
You're married.
I just turned exactly.
You're married.
And so exactly. So that I don't know. I think it's on Viber.
Wanda's married.
Exactly. It's gonna be like, you know, Hotel Rwanda, but two white people whose names kind of sound like, you know, Chipotle. They don't think that I have freckles. Wanda, you're what are you thinking?
I don't think
and
you
it's
saw
like, yeah,
Hotel
two
Rwanda.
Very pasty people. Not really normally my thing, and it's just kind of like, it was just kind of like a weird, like she
Listen.
Said, like she's into like the idea, and my wife has always said kind of like a blowjob, maybe she could
accept. Like, as in, but that's like years ago now, and, yeah. And I don't even want to tell you what is going on with my salary. So I'm just saying my salary kind of depends on guys like you. Just give me something so I can send it up to help me here, because I don't want – I got to fucking get out of here.
Yeah.
We're going to cross paths. Yeah, yeah, yeah. As in, I guess I want to see, find out if Wanda – you know, you small lips, small lips, small lips, small dick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nobody has – people don't have a knob
that,
like you.
That's a mistake. You can't hotel rewind a – You can't make that mistake. I'll get you papers.
Okay, be kind and send me something so I can send somebody something so I can figure out what to do about this blowjob I do and don't want. I'll catch you later, all right?
All right, all right. All right. Just like the pain. I mean, don't you think that title's a little insensitive, being it's the only quote from the man's mother?
That is a quote about the killer whom I'm seeking.
Temperaments aside, though, on God, I really appreciate that man that I, you know, I was able to do my poem about Ma in that class. So, you know, I really touched, that was close to my heart, close to my heart.
So what of this carnival generation of mine? I sense depression aplenty, paired with a perpetually doomed search to find profits or new outlets, but the false kind. Time reveals it's all seeking distractions, deciding how we feel through other people's reactions. Shit. Some folks pocket the debit and credit plastic and cruise over to Target. They trade aisles for smiles, emotional costs regardless. Others pick a fight and lash out with a hard fist. But when I'm about to lose my shit and need a perspective, I drive up to St. Mary's Asylum for my catharsis.
I want to do a poem about my ma. I wasn't playing fucking Kokomo. The guy started punching the wall or something.
Oh. Funky.
He rose and cracked a few cricks in his vertebrae, really feeling his middle age. His surprisingly huge dong, not so much the case. Well, proud citizens of Ballvale, there can only be one answer. Not only had he smoked an original Dame Right strain in the parking lot of the Dim Den, no, it wasn't just the right wino. But in one glance at the dining room candelabra, it's revealed there Tim's deceptive grower in distended state, sitting just off to the left, like maybe used the 5 wedge. But Tim was actually near 7. And, alright. A bit unseasoned now in middle age, he spun his way from the recliner into bed. I keep fucking mush mouthing that.
Don't you hear this old school joint? Don't you ever touch my stereo!
Who said I got good and plenty of what you need the most? And that's time.
Awaking much later, the human embodiment of a local haunt. Much more than that Dim Den. Do you get it? Proud citizens of Ballvale. Do you like being fed with a spoon? At the same time, he also noticed a few bowls on the kitchen counter. Leftover milk in each. Which could have been responsible for the belly button crust, unless he decided to try to feed some of the neighborhood cats, but had not made it outside. But one glance in the dining room candelabra revealed Tim's deceptive grower in distended state, sitting just off to the left, like maybe use the 5 wedge. But Timothy was actually near 7. And he may have touched the elusive wonder, that elusive 7 inches, during his hedonistic recliner romp last night, proud citizens of Ballvale. Oh, ever the observational brain, the young anchor couldn't help but see his life in stages, in series of cycles and seasons. Key themes, always redemption. Another key theme, getting that dick wet.
Damn, them balls slap.
Damn, them balls slap on my asshole.